cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas Open House. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
November 8th is National Ample Time Day, dedicated to reflecting on one's priorities in an effort to create more time to complete unnecessary tasks and live a more fulfilling life. And why am I wasting my time telling you about this lame-ass holiday when I could be doing something really important like binge-watching Netflix?
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4.
Stand by for Fox News.
I'm Steve Rappaport. Investigators gathering evidence from the Southern California bar where a gunman killed a dozen people before apparently taking his own life.
28-year-old Ian David Long. They say he opened fire inside that bar last night. He was armed with a .45 caliber handgun. They say he shot the bar's unarmed security guard first and then began to shoot at other employees and then the crowd.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Thousand Oaks. A migrant caravan plotting its next move.
The caravan remained in Mexico City Thursday as leaders prepare for a vote on where to go and when to leave for the U.S. border. They are concerned about an order from President Trump potentially closing large portions of the border to asylum seekers.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in Mexico City. The president urging the caravan to turn around immediately. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 10 points, the Nasdaq shedding 39, and the S&P 500 lost 7. This is Fox News.
FM WACV, it's about 3 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The weather and my mood are one and the same today.
Mm,
weather in a word, Greg.
Gloomy.
There you go.
Gloomy, maybe?
Yeah. Disheartened, whatever, you know, it's just...
Just don't be afraid.
No.
Do not ever fear.
No. And we have to remember this, too. I learned it in those special meetings I attend.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is a lie.
It is.
Fear is a lie. It's how evil speaks to you.
It's the opposite of faith.
Exactly. And fear doesn't like it when you challenge it.
Ooh.
And the acronym FEAR, F-E-A-R, false expectations appearing real.
Wow.
And if you live in that state, you're going to be continually fearful. So I'm not saying I'm in that state. I'm worn out from...
I understand. Believe me, I understand.
Nonstop insanity. Let me put it that way. Who's this?
Cindy.
From Jalisco?
Yes.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
This is your first time on the radio with us, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, welcome to our show. It's easy to be on the radio with us. We're easy.
Piece of cake.
Okay.
I need you to get a message to my Dimpalata, that's Monica.
Okay.
Tell her that we are planning to have a Saturday night event at El Jalisco with our listeners.
Okay.
And I think December 1st.
Let me know. Saturday night?
No. We're going to let her know. We're planning it. We're going to send out invitations, and we're getting about 30 people in there as a group.
30 people.
We have listener gatherings, and we're going to do one at El Jalisco in the very near future. So I just want to let you know that.
Okay, thank you so much.
And let's talk about happy hour drink specials and some of the menu items that you're featuring today.
Okay, yes. We have the drinks specials. We have margaritas. And the rocks is going to be $3. Uh-huh. And frozen is going to be $3. And for the food, we have the Mexican antojitos. Mexican antojitos is like nachos, beef nachos. It's a flautas is like mm-hmm. a tortilla with a chicken or beef, and it's a sour cream, guacamole, and cheese quesadilla.
I was introduced to the antojito last week, and they're so awesome. And you fill up a plate so beautifully with your food.
Yes.
And by the way, there's something else. Roz and Sho wanted tacos and nachos and the whole works from El Isco. I was more of in a ground beef mood, so I tried their hamburguesa.
Yes, it's really good.
It's good.
What is it?
It's a burger, but it's done El Jalisco style, it's really, and their French fries are awesome. I was very, very pleasantly surprised.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I love everything you guys do at El Jalisco. The beef and cheese burrito, the beef cheesesteak burrito, that is incredible.
Thank you.
And when you dine in, you get your food on a big oval plate uh-huh. that's filled wall to wall. So you're going to walk out very full. You'll be amazed at how little you pay for that great feeling of fullness with authentic Mexican food. And then you have folks like Cindy who will take great care of you. They're very attentive in service. If you haven't been and you like authentic Mexican food, please try El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway right across from the Krispy Kreme. Cindy, thank you. You were excellent today.
Thank you so much, okay?
All righty, you take care. Let's give her, I think she deserves a hand.
I just love the voice.
She's great.
Margaritas.
Cool. Absolutely. That's the kind of voice that makes you want to trill your R's, to say the least.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to roll call today.
Yeah. Why? Why not, Greg? Why are we not roll calling?
Why?
I don't know. I have no good reason.
What are you, chicken?
Okay, we'll roll call then. That's the way you're going to be.
What?
I am not a chicken.
Polo.
Although sometimes I do wonder where the hell this country's going, but other than that, I am not chicken. We'll talk to Brad McDonald in about an hour.
That's a drop you need, by the way, from Spaceballs. What are you, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
I think Rusty... let me just check. I think Rusty actually did that in one of those amazing top-of-the-hour specials he does for us.
He's so good.
They're kind of
so funny.
Hard to find these. Just let me think.
He worked with Larry Stevens, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's okay. That makes sense. That's why he's so good. Okay.
Hang on, Spaceballs. I know we got one here, and it's got that. I think it's got that line in it. See, now what you've done here is you've got me on a mission.
Yeah,
and I'm going to keep looking until I find it. You know what's amazing? He's done well over 100 of those things. That's impressive. That's creativity.
Yes.
There's the meatloaf one. Got a lot of grief for that.
Meatloaf, Ma.
Come on, Spaceballs. I want to find it here.
Come on.
Well,
damn.
I know.
We tried.
I swear it was here.
So you should roll call.
Yeah.
And, I mean, unless you don't feel like it. A lot of people would be disappointed.
I would be.
Oh, yeah. I can hear the disappointment out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to be mad, just disappointed.
Yeah, that's it. Disappointed.
Maltese Falcon, Enrico Palazzo, Blazing Saddles, you got that.
Oh, that's full of great clips.
Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Griffith.
It's one giant clip.
I can't find it, but I know I had one. Where did it go? Could be that it accidentally got recorded over. And if that's the case, then...
All right.
Phooey.
That is a tragic tragedy. No, it's not here. Plane, Trains, and Automobiles is. That's the Thanksgiving one. I'll use that tomorrow.
That's a great one.
Yeah. We're at 11 minutes after 4. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon and visit with Mr. Waka Waka. And, I will roll call.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Sky. Watch traffic. Careful on 85 southbound. between Chantilly Parkway and the Eastern Boulevard. It looks like maybe DOT is getting prepped up to do some road repairs or some construction through there. Maybe a lot of construction markers through that area. Backed up traffic on Taylor Road at I-85 and also on the Eastern Boulevard at I-85. Everything else looking pretty good. 65 is a speed limit ride. Don't see too much on Atlanta Highway at the moment. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The new acting attorney general says he's honored that President Trump has confidence in his ability to lead the Justice Department. Matthew Whitaker says he is committed to leading a fair department with the highest ethical standards that upholds the rule of law and seeks justice for all Americans. Whitaker became acting attorney general after Jeff Sessions was fired by President Trump. A suspect wanted by Montgomery police for a bank robbery is also suspected of several bank robberies in Florida. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. They say Ernst gave a threatening note demanding money at the region's bank on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and took off on foot. Officials say a social media threat has prompted the closure of schools in Eufaula. Neither school nor law enforcement officials have released the nature, though, of that threat. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues into tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Lots of weather changes on the way. Tomorrow, showers likely as the first of two cold fronts move into the state. Temperatures around 68 to 70 by noon, falling to the upper 50s by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Then the overnight low tomorrow night down to 42. Saturday, breezy, cool, lots of sunshine. Temperatures only in the 50s for a high, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night, down to 39 by dawn Sunday. The high on Veterans Day Sunday up to about 61. A partly sunny day, maybe a late day shower. Showers are likely on Monday as another cold front arrives, and that one drops the temperature drastically starting Tuesday and Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, I got to pass the story along.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Unlike our friends on the left, we never wish ill on anybody. As tempting as it might be at times. And y'all know by now probably the story that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a fall and fractured three ribs, which has got to be horribly painful. Anybody that's ever had one rib cracked,
ooh.
Oh, God, it's...
Don't laugh.
There's not much they can do.
Don't cough.
Here's the thing that gets me, and certainly you don't want, you expect, okay, have a speedy recovery, that kind of stuff, support from the public. People are calling and offering to donate their own ribs and organs to keep her alive. They're so scared that if this woman, she's in her 80s, been around a while.
Just a matter of time.
Here's George Takei. Please take care of yourself, Justice Ginsburg. You are our guardian angel. The nation sends its collective wishes for your health and full recovery. Well, fine. I'll join that message. It's guardian angel. That's not what the Supreme Court is there to be, Mr. Takei. All of them are supposed to be guardian angels because they're all about... But this tells you, if this woman, if something happens to her, if you think it's been crazy since the election, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So true.
They will turn this nation into a freaking asylum. And I think the court balance is fine, so I don't want to see anything happen here. But this is... I don't know if I'd give the president... I like the president. I like the job he's doing.
Yeah?
At least. I don't know that I'd want to give him a kidney if he needed one.
I don't think I would either.
They're just so obsessed with their... But that's what happens when you have long-term commitments to your goals, is that you will you'll offer your spleen.
It's generational with these people.
It's something. Anyway, that was brought to you by Mr. Electric. We had them out for consult yesterday. We got some things we're going to get done. We have lighting on the outside of the house that needs to replace, new fixtures to install. They do that, of course. They do anything that involves electricity. Good heavens, the laundry list of services available for Mr. Electric, from safety. We're getting one of those. Finally, I can be like my hero, Rich Thomas. I'm going to get one of those video doorbells.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah. Wow. And they install those and other security devices if you need them. We're getting our panel checked out. Anything that's not... In fact...
Your panel.
I don't know why it is when electricians wire houses. You know, the original contractors. They put a panel box in. They don't tell you what's what.
They don't like
it. And if they do it, they write it in pencil, which fades... So you can't read it anyway.
Yeah.
So you got to turn everything in the house in and off to know which needs to be fixed. It's so crazy.
It is. So true.
But the master electrician that will be doing this work for us, he's got it all figured out, and he's going to label it so we know what's what.
Yay.
It's kind of a lot of little things that make a big difference.
Exactly.
And we got our upfront price after... He took over. There's about six things. I got an indoor sound system we want to install.
Cool.
So whatever it is in terms of, like, when you need that go-to electrician and you want people who are masters, that's what they hire, Mr. Electric, master electricians. Our appointment yesterday was for 10 a.m. He was there 7 minutes early. The
wow.
Humanity was great. And this month they're offering... The installation of the Nest Thermostat E, which turns itself down when you're away from the home, helps you save big on electrical costs, and then gets the house cool or hot, or heated rather, depending on, you know, what the weather is outside. But it's not wasting energy while nobody's home. If you'd like more information on the installation of the Nest Thermostat E and other smart technologies, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. 269-8886. If you're really lucky, you'll get to talk to the magical Wendy. But everybody there is terrific. Wonderful folks. MrElectric.com for more information. We are going to roll call.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality of diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What? And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Only you know how to celebrate the holidays with a good old-fashioned blazing turkey-scented inferno.
Pyrotechnic poultry.
It's not just your turkey that's overdone. It's also your garage, living room, and part of your neighbor's house.
Happy, happy holidays.
Perhaps a little more reading of the turkey fryer instruction manual and a little less Budweiser would have been a better plan for the holidays.
Keep the home fires burning.
So go ahead, place that 375-degree boiling holiday disaster a little closer to your lawnmower gas can. Because after all, Thanksgiving is a time for family, a time for giving thanks, and most importantly, a good time for a trip to McDonald's.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
He'll be here at 6 o'clock, kids. Right?
That sound good to you, Joey?
I think we're all square on that. Hey, Bailey. Oh.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, mama.
You gotta have something.
Uh-huh.
If you wanna be with me.
You get a little tappity-tap.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm comfy, baby.
You gotta have something.
Oh, my God.
If you wanna be with me.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Cat fact.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Go back to ISIS.
Cause that zero.
Bite me.
Is too cold for me.
I don't like you.
I'm not trying to be your highness.
Snap out of it.
Cause that
you're so naughty.
Is too low to see.
Like I picked the wrong week. But drink like I picked the wrong week. Quit amphetamines.
I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing groups. Like I picked the wrong week. Quit smoking.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
And I'm not stopping.
You silly sausage.
Leave you me.
Damn, you ignorant slut.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
What's that? What's that? What's that smell? That's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
We must do something about this immediately. 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 Harumph! 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 Harumph!
Have you been getting high?
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
You gotta have something.
Screw off.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Nothing from nothing, nothing.
Yeah, I'm on.
You gotta have some.
Hello!
If you wanna be with me.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
All right, scores.
I gotta tell you, I've never known you to play as wide a cast of characters as you did on that one.
Yeah.
That was great.
And you weren't going to roll call today. I'm giving you a 9.95 plus.
Wow.
Plus.
A bonus. Gets a bonus.
A gold star.
There you go.
Really?
Really.
I concur.
Well, you earned it.
I concur with Dr. Joey.
Not just because of my birthday, because that was a long time ago now, but gosh. But it is Rich Thomas's birthday. Everybody's in a giving mood.
Right. I don't give out gold stars easily.
No, that's the first I've ever heard of one.
Right.
Mike Bird, 10 out of 10.
It was great.
Bird wants to get rid of me because...
Wasn't a 10 out of 10.
Because if, I've said, the day I do a 10 out of 10, that's my last show.
Oh, okay.
We got to watch that then.
You're giving me a lot of power there, Greg.
Yeah, I sure am. Aren't I? Ain't I?
Yeah.
And I think Mr. Bird is going to be coming to visit us soon. He's got a big production going up in Tallahassee.
Oh.
One of people, I must talk with Miss Hayes, which I know I'm not supposed to call her that.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Uh-oh. But I believe that he's brought his... He does an amazing job with the students he works with. And they've come in and actually done some of the productions here in the studio. So we might actually get a little Broadway right here in Studio A. On News Talk 93.1 FM, it is 4:28. I mentioned the story a few minutes back, and I did a little further reading on it. Is there anybody that you would... if it was a family member, certainly.
Yeah, my wife.
But the left is so rattled over the possibility of Ginsburg being unable to be on the Supreme Court because of an injury. You know, there's also the possibility she just won't be able to serve.
Mm-hmm. She ain't looking so good.
Well, there's...
Well, she's never looked good. You know what I mean.
I've never in my life... I got a 9.8736584 from 84.
Mm-hmm. Southern Wood?
Oh, Mike texted back. He corrected. 9.9 out of 10. Thanks, I can keep my job. I appreciate that.
Good job, Mike.
What's on the Joey Clark radio wire? We were teasing that while you were out of the room.
I have no clue. It's just me thus far.
That's the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best kind of show.
And looking ahead to Saturday evening, 6 to 9, clearing the air.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what's coming on this earth, what's I think's already here, you know, biblical stuff, usual stuff, calamity, you know, end of the world stuff.
The... you've gotten Mrs. Ritterbuttle deep into QAnon, and I was going to bed, so I didn't have time. But she was. Does he do a podcast?
No, a lot of people do YouTube stuff on what he does, but not himself does it. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so I was hearing some kind of a video. What's his take on what's happening now?
I don't know. I haven't. Since Sessions resigned, I haven't had a chance to go and see what he said. But I think what he's going to say is this is part of the plan, because that's what he's maintained all along. There is an existing plan for martial law. Well, you posted the indictments and a roundup of all the traitors. But, you know, a lot of people...
That's the thing I posted on. In fact, I want to take a look at what some of my Facebook friends...
Yeah, let's see what they say. Feedback, baby.
I had to say on that, because I posted it earlier this morning with... Nothing more than a, hey, this is interesting.
This is hope. In my opinion, it's hope porn, because what it does is it makes the Patriots kind of take their foot off the gas a little bit and go, well, it looks like something's going to get done. We don't have to push as hard. And I think that's wrong. We need to stay on it. It's just my opinion.
Well, here's somebody that is a QAnon person. This is about sealed indictments that are already in place for the deep staters that, you know, protected Hillary and were guilty of other chicaneries.
Oh, God, they're guilty of so much stuff.
And this also connects to the resignation of Jeff Sessions. He is doesn't have to worry about conflicts. I mean, I hope one day we can have him on the air so he can talk to us about the recusal and, you know, what's the, you know, what's true and what was mythical about your, because we've heard so many different things.
Well, you know, if you go back to that rally that he spoke to, what, 6 months ago or so, when everybody started chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. He had an opportunity there to say a lot, and he didn't say anything. So I'm not sure what his deal is.
Well, who is it? Dan Bongino. Came right out and made the case that Hillary, you know, the whole idea that Jim Comey could stand there with a straight face and say, well, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would pursue a case is absolutely obscene.
She's obviously protected. Very, very much so.
And why? What have the Clintons contributed to this war? By the way, did you see there was another death of a Clinton-connected person this week?
No, I didn't see this.
Let me Google this. Clinton-connected death, November. All right. Well, there was. There was a story this week. Somebody who had some type of Clinton connection.
Wouldn't surprise me. They're happening all the time.
Yeah. We should go through the Snopes, because you can trust Snopes, even though George Soros keeps them busy redefining the truth.
Yeah, you're being facetious, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Scared me for a minute.
But it does tick me off that I went there so many times thinking, well, you know what? You know what happens when you Google Clinton-connected death, November? Up comes murder of Seth Rich. This is on Google. Suicide of Vince Foster. 45 people who were reported dead, but weren't. The man who knew too much, the truth about the death of Hillary Clinton's close friend, Vincent Foster. Why was Kavanaugh obsessed with Foster? Really, I haven't heard that one yet. Kavanaugh?
Well, I know he covered for a lot of stuff the Bushes did.
Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee to replace Kennedy, has testified to the Senate that a good judge must be an umpire, neutral, impartial arbiter, blah, 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 blah. The refusal of the Senate Judiciary Majority. This is from the New York Times. And you know what their motto is? All that's fit to print. Well, it's the truth. What can I tell you? It's 4:33. For men facing divorce, you need a team in your corner that's going to take you out of the fray, let them negotiate a livable arrangement so you can focus on the most important challenge in any divorce, and that is moving on with your life. Talk to guys who have been through it. You know, even when you're, and I'm not, this is not a put down on her, this is just me, but I really needed to get out of that second marriage. But even after that, you know, there are changes in routine, even little things like you're out to work. It's a different world you're living in. What you don't need, so you can focus on making those adjustments and changes, what you don't need is worries about what's happening on the negotiating side. And that's why Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are experienced and available to represent men in matters of divorce. These are two very experienced, very intelligent women who know the system, know how the courts can be prejudiced against men. Yeah, there are still some long-standing ideologies about custody and so forth that have to be fought. Read the testimonials on their website if you'd like more information about the kinds of differences they've made in cases. That website is divorceformenalabama.com. Direct contact to Delk and Tomlinson is 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, back for more traffic. Rich's forecast, Fox Business, and then we're back.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking pretty decent as we get on with the afternoon. We do have all that construction marker stuff going on down on 85 southbound between Chantilly Parkway and the Eastern Boulevard. There is a little bit of heavy traffic at the Eastern Boulevard and I-85. The stuff on Taylor Road has cleared up. Atlanta Highway's looking really good. The rest of the boulevard is okay. The 31s look really good. 65 and 85 are both speed limit rides. There are 10 things you must do to make sure you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. They'll take care of the other nine. For the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues into tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Lots of weather changes on the way. Tomorrow, showers likely as the first of two cold fronts move into the state. Temperatures around 68 to 70 by noon, falling to the upper 50s by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Then the overnight low tomorrow night down to 42. Saturday, breezy, cool, lots of sunshine. Temperatures only in the 50s for a high, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night down to 39 by dawn. Sunday, the high on Veterans Day Sunday up to about 61, a partly sunny day, maybe a late day shower. Showers are likely on Monday as another cold front arrives, and that one drops the temperature drastically starting Tuesday and Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages closing mixed as the Fed kept interest rates unchanged. Among the laggards today, energy companies, as the price of oil entered into a bear market, with the Dow closing up 11 points, NASDAQ down 40, S&P 500 down 7. In Disney reporting quarterly results, with the entertainment giant posting a strong financial performance. Its studio entertainment division, combined with the popularity of its theme parks and resorts, helping Disney deliver record profit and revenue. And share of energy drink maker Monster Beverage falling after the company said its partner Coca-Cola is developing energy drinks of its own. Coke buying a stake in Monster back in 2014 and agreed not to develop competing drinks. But now its CEO says that Coke is developing two energy drinks it believes are exceptions to the agreement. However, Monster is fighting the release, with both companies entering into arbitration. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with, mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 7th generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max. Smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everywhere I go, the Christmas music they play makes me feel psycho, batty and insane. Before Thanksgiving, don't play Silent Night. What child is this? Or Jingle Bells, White Christmas, or Sleigh Ride? No! Mental health, scrambling my brain. Going nuts from Christmas songs, they're driving me insane. Mental health, until Christmas Day. I'll go mad from Christmas songs, cause it's all anyone plays!
Who does he remind me of? Daffy Duck.
I love Daffy. Daffy's great.
All right, now, young Joey here.
Mm-hmm.
We have, even though we know you're going to be 30, we still look at you as the youth in the group.
Sure.
Ute.
And we know that as you were being weaned in your wonder years that... Barney the Dinosaur was the person that explained a lot of things about life to you. And I just found this, and I think this would be a good time.
Joey!
Yeah, a lot of child rearing was based off of Barney's teachings.
I want to play this for you. I think it'll help you.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Well, you're a tough sell today.
Just play it already.
Kids, the world is asking a scary place, and I am going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about where turkeys come from. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he raised turkeys. Gobble, 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 gobble. They lived in a pen, they all made friends, and then one day he cut off their heads. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And when your grandma scoops that delicious stuffing out of the bird, try not to think too much about what used to be in there. The slimy turkey guts have been ripped out, the feet chopped off and the feathers plucked out. They ripped that turkey's insides out. Ooh, that's really foul. Happy Thanksgiving, boys and girls. Maybe at Christmas time, I'll tell you where hams come from. Barney loves you.
I don't recall ever receiving that "where hams from" comes from Barney episode, but I'll look for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important.
You gotta look, there's been a lot of, and I admit I've contributed to it today. There's been a few things that have gotten my attention that I had to put on Facebook because, damn it, it needs to be said. But
yeah.
One thing everybody can agree on is Rich Thomas and Emily Hayes from The Morning Show produced another outstanding birthday video today for Rich. And I just put it up on my Facebook page, and I hope you'll watch it. It's so well done. Pictures of Rich when he was a little kid, Mr. McDonald's, you know. He is the only person I know that's even remotely close to me in age that could put his entire resume on a postage stamp because he's had basically four jobs. That's a pretty impressive record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person I know that's got a day named in his honor, November 2nd, Rich Thomas Day.
Wow.
Courtesy of Mayor Todd Strange. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So anyway, hope you take a look at it. By the way, when we mentioned his birthday this morning, I did a personal tribute to Rich because I don't think I've ever gotten luckier. I work with some pretty damn talented people in my career, but at this point, to be able to connect with him, and he's so damn funny.
You guys are like brothers from another mother. You really are.
He really, well, he could be my kid brother.
Yep.
And he reminds me of my kid brother at times, too. 235 likes, 48 comments. Yeah. And then there's a cute little singing dog video today as well for Rich's birthday. On Facebook and in between that is all the hate that I could muster today for things that make me crazy. We were just talking downstairs. Terry Adams, if I were to define Terry Adams with one word.
Uh-oh.
Curiosity.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
It drives you. You know how at a store when you get a $100 bill, they put that marker on it to make sure it's not counterfeit?
I remember those, yes, $100 bill.
Especially the older ones, before they invented the blue $100 bill.
Yeah, the one that has that little mark. And
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you are the person that is that checkpoint on things before they're accepted at face value.
I don't accept anything anymore. After what we've seen, I just don't trust them.
You just can't.
No.
So we were just talking downstairs. What did you get your attention?
A guy named George Webb, former agency, he's got a blog, and he's talking about Hillary Clinton's weapons rat line running out of major East Coast ports to supply ISIS and Hezbollah. James Clapper was head of logistics for this. A group of FBI counterintelligence personnel using joint interagency task forces, ironically named Task Force Orange, included, listen to these names, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Bill Priestap, among others. So this would explain why the big cover-up in Benghazi, because she was running weapons to what we consider terrorist organizations in the Middle East. He's uncovered all this.
Isn't it interesting that all of those people have been demoted or left, pushed out of the FBI. Nobody has been charged with anything yet.
Nobody's gone to jail. They never will.
That's what gets me.
Me too.
How is that possible that they can get away with what they did?
Just look at what would happen if you or I tried to do something like that.
Orange
jumpsuits for 30 years.
Hell, you always think of that sailor that Trump eventually pardoned who took a picture of the inside of a submarine to show his girlfriend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a year.
Yep.
For a picture.
Yep.
He never sent it to anybody. He never sent it to any enemy agents or anything like that. Just a picture.
You got Clinton with all these classified emails on a private server that we know is hacked, and nothing happens to her. It's amazing.
Hey, guess what? Things haven't changed much in Florida. From Gateway Pundit, Florida voter Joanne Knox captured Broward County election officials transferring ballots in rented trucks on election night.
Imagine that.
This violates all chain of custody requirements for paper ballots, argues the independent congressional candidate for Florida's 23rd district. And that would be Tim Canova. Look at this.
Yep.
One of the women moving ballot boxes even asked a witness to help them. Florida voter Joanne Knox posted an extensive play-by-play on her Facebook page explaining what she witnessed with the paper ballots at a Broward County polling site in Plantation, Florida. Well, what a surprise.
Yeah, what are the chances?
That's right, I was with that crazy judge.
Really?
The naked judge.
Was she naked with you? Or she was at the conference that she got naked?
It was the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That was after me.
Ah.
Wow. And now, you know, that both of those elections, governor and senator, were so close, they're doing recounts. Do you think they might find enough votes to flip this?
Yep.
If that's the case, they need to go back and validate every effing vote, even if it takes until the middle of next year to do it. Funny how things change. And Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, I noticed one thing. I can't do the pledge. I can't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore because that last part, liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really?
Kind of gets in the way, huh?
Well, yeah. How can it be justice for all? Like you said about that guy who was taking pictures to show his mom. He was proud of where he worked in the sub.
Yep.
And thank God the president pardoned his rear end.
Yep. Yeah.
The rest of him, too.
But then we got people around with unclassified, I mean, unsecured servers.
That we know were hacked by foreign agents.
Yep.
They were hacked.
It simply amazes me.
Well,
another thing that amazed me during the election results, I saw some of the states where people actually wanted tax increases.
Yeah, California.
70 to 30.
California had a chance to do away with the gas tax they've been paying. They voted to keep it. This is a state.
I don't understand.
Is it 11 or 13% state income tax? What the is wrong with these people?
Well, maybe they can collect some Social Security for mental health issues, because I can't see how you would want. And what happened in the state of Florida? That the guy was running for governor, the race was close.
Yeah, and that was after one of his staffers was caught on camera talking about,
cracker.
You know, it's a cracker state.
Jeez.
And people just were willing to overlook that. That's okay. I mean, that speaks loudly. It speaks volumes about the kind of individuals that this Gillum fellow was comfortable around. I'm sorry, I can't.
Gillum didn't even apologize.
No.
They fired.
Well, they say they did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
He's probably in a back of a room with the doors closed, so he couldn't get any undercover cameras on his backside again. But he wanted to increase business tax by how much?
About 40% to 11%. Yeah.
What is he trying to do? Destroy the state?
And by the way, yes, that's what socialists are out to do: destroy everything as we know and love it. They hate. You know what it is? They're just miserable bastards. They just hate it when other people are happy. Or enjoying Trump-created prosperity.
The vote was so close, though. I mean, was there that many people that stupid?
Yes. Well, look
at
us.
Florida is my home state.
They just restored. Let me finish. They just restored voting rights to convicted felons. Now, where do you think those votes are going to go? They're going to go to Democrats, most of them.
And Greg, how do you feel about your buddy, the longtime supporter of a certain attorney general?
I don't know what to think. What do you mean? What about him?
Well, I know you were a big supporter of...
I was, but I was put off and thought it was a great choice for Attorney General.
I originally thought so, too.
But I was put off by the recusal. That was his...
Did they have something on him?
Oh, yeah.
You
better believe
it. That's what everybody,
Well, but what? I've never... honest to God, I've been sitting in this chair for 12, 13 years... I've never heard anybody run a Jeff Sessions conspiracy by me or a Jeff Sessions story that would give you pause to not trust the guy.
Right.
But the deep state, we're learning about it. And yet, even though names have been named and people have lost jobs, well, I mean, if you're going to lose a job or you're going to lie to a congressional hearing like Christine Blasey Ford did, if you're going to lie and get away with it, like Stroke and Page, you lose your job, but then somebody conveniently sets up a GoFundMe page and
exactly.
You become a millionaire.
Exactly.
McCabe, the guy you just mentioned.
Huge separation payments.
Got about $600,000.
Who's that lady that went off and was a crying loser that ran against Martha Roby? What's up with her?
Joey.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
I saw a little bit of the video, but she...
Who are we talking about?
Like off in front of the cameras,
yeah.
And like,
how come I haven't heard anything about this?
Because I think it was so cringeworthy. Nobody really wanted to.
Who
is it? Tabitha Eisner.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Tabitha went.
Yeah.
Can you find out what it was specifically that she said?
Yeah, I'll get the raw.
I'll tell you what.
Here.
Find it, and we can play the audio.
Okay, I've got it. I don't know what she really says, but and it's long. The raw audio, it's 17 minutes. This is what I mean. She just kept going on and on and on and on.
And what was her beef? That she was cheated or what?
No, just the country's in the wrong direction, I believe. General.
You know, that was a poll I saw in Drudge. 55% of the country say it's headed in the wrong direction. But two-thirds of the country thinks we're going in the right, are better off. Now, there's a big conflict there for me.
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
Because the country going in the right direction generally connects to, am I better off today than I was before this guy was elected? Whether it's a president or anybody else. And, you know, the answer to that question for most Americans is yeah. But the media does nothing but bitch for 24/7, so it always seems like the country's... We haven't started any wars.
Not lately.
You know, we've obliterated ISIS. The media doesn't talk about that. And then when Trump gets frustrated because they don't talk about historic achievements in the economy and unemployment lows and all that...
Mm-hmm.
No wonder people think if they're not engaged, if they're not taking it upon themselves to do their own, to be their own newsman.
Bingo.
They're going to buy into that.
Bingo.
And then they're going to wind up electing some horrid person in 2020.
It's Greg, it's perception management. The media is managing what people perceive to be true. They're basically it's mind control in a level, a certain level.
It isn't. What's stunning is this orchestra of negativity is...
Fear.
I mean, has many players in the orchestra, mm-hmm. and they're all on the same page.
Exactly.
I want to know who the conductor is. Who is the guy that sets the tone? I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about who's the guy that gets all of them to sing the same song day after freaking day. It's 4:57.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things you need to know about here. There's an accident on Taylor Road. It's right at East Chase Parkway. So it's got traffic backed up around the entrance to East Chase there. So be very careful with that. And on 85 northbound, just right around the corner between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, starting to see some slow traffic develop there. Everything else looks fairly decent. There's some stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard and a little bit on Atlanta Highway. The 31s are looking good. 65 is okay. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can start now and study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving again. I hope my mom isn't so crazy this year. She's so uptight about holidays. Everything has